from Shaw and Partners this Wednesday morning. Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Is it fat thumb? What's going on with the dairy? I mean, the numbers are all over the place. No one seems to... they've cocked it up, haven't they?
Yeah, there does appear to be an issue. Of course, the first thing I did when I got up very early this morning, not as early as you, obviously, was to check the Global Dairy Trade Index prices, as you do when you get out of bed, which told me that the index was up 21.9%, which looks suspicious, which I thought, gosh, that's quite a large move, and also looks suspiciously like the exactly the same move as the anhydrous milk fat, which was also at 21.9%. So clearly an issue there that we haven't got results. However, they have said that the individual reported prices are correct.
What?
Now, if that is true, then you've seen quite a large fall in whole milk powder. So I would preface all of this by saying we need to confirm this. But a 4.6% fall in whole milk powder, I think, is quite significant. 2.1% fall in skim milk powder. That would take the whole milk powder back to about where it was in October 24. And without wanting to be sort of sensationalist, I suspect that that whole milk powder move could actually make people shift the forecast. Yeah, so we wait to see that. So it's not great news, and we certainly don't want to see weakness in one of the current shining lights in our domestic economy. Also interested in the breakdown of demand, and particularly demand out of China, because I've sort of been looking at those recent numbers out of China, the economics, and it all still looks quite soggy.
Yes.
So let's wait and see.
Okay, we'll get the numbers when they come in. Meantime, this import-export thing looks, I mean, I'm encouraged by the lack of imports and more exports. I mean, the exports are doing well, aren't they?
Yeah, Stats New Zealand, while we're talking about exports, Stats New Zealand released merchandise trade figures yesterday. This is for goods, not services. And if you delve down into these numbers, there are some really interesting trends at play. And I think you're right, quite positive trends. Firstly, the monthly trade deficit for September was $1.4 billion, which sounds like quite a lot. But September is historically a deficit month, and it belies some pretty good numbers underneath there. So September 25 versus September 24 saw a $928 million lift in goods exports. That's a 19% lift to $5.8 billion. Goods imports rose, but only by 1.6%. And what's at play in these numbers is probably not unexpected. It's a big lift in the value of milk powder, butter, cheese exports, meat, and price effects. So there's two things can affect it, that how much you're selling and at what price. A lot of this is in the price. 27% of the move in milk powder was down to the price effect, and the meat also 25% price effect there. So we're getting better prices for our key exports compared to last year. And the import fall, though, does look like it might be impacted by a large sort of aircraft-related import 12 months ago. So you get the tyranny of statistics there. I'd need to check on that. Within the data, though, Mike, my eye was drawn to the reporting on kiwi fruit.
Yeah.
Kiwi fruit exports are surging. $4.5 billion in the year ended September 25. 5 years ago, that comparison was $2.7 billion. So it highlights the real success we're seeing in exporting a kiwi fruit. So we celebrate those victories, don't we? Yes, and if you look at the 12-month numbers, 12 months of September 25, we've got a good merchandise trade deficit of $2.2 billion. But wait on. In 2023, that deficit was $17 billion. Only a year ago, it was $9 billion. So you've got this significant moderation in the amount of imports. So we're curbing our enthusiasm for importing stuff. Export values have risen. Some of this is obviously down to the fact domestically we're in a slump. But actually, there's some good stuff in there.
Yeah, exactly. Precisely. Yep. Now, Meridian, with their shareholders meeting yesterday, are they serious about hydro?
Well, they say they are, and I was quite surprised. Two things very quickly on this. You know, we spoke recently about the government response to the Frontier Economics Review of the electricity market. And I think it's fair to say, am I fair to characterise the media reaction was a little underwhelmed in what they'd done. But the chair of Meridian, Mark Verbius, he called the change that allows Crown participation in new capital raisings the biggest change to our capital investment settings since listing in 2013. This means the Crown can invest alongside private shareholders. So, yeah, they're looking at hydro, but what they're actually saying is this could shift the dial, and if they're now interested in doing hydro, and I just haven't heard people talk about hydro, in other words, maybe these changes could be a little bit more influential than we initially thought, which is also good news.
I reckon, what are the numbers?
Dow Jones is up 291 points. So day 21, government shutdown. 292 points on the Dow, 46,999. That's 0.63%. But the S&P 500 is flat, 6,733. And the NASDAQ down a little bit. Google under a bit of pressure because OpenAI is talking about challenging it in the browser market. So the NASDAQ, 22,942. It's only down 0.2% though. The FTSE 100 up 0.25%, 9,426. The Nikkei up about 0.25%, 49,316, new PM there. Shanghai Composite up 52 points, 1.36%, 3,916. The Aussies yesterday gained 0.7%, 9,094, and we gained 0.25% in the N650, 13,377. Kiwi dollar, 0.5744 against the US on the wholesale markets. Aussie, 0.8842, 0.4947 euro, 0.4293 pounds, 87.21 Japanese yen. Now, gold, bit of action here. Big fall, 5% fall, $4,118. Remember, it had gone parabolic, so that's come back a little bit. And Brent crude, sorry, Mike, can't give you that big figure of five, $61.43.
Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.